Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys soccer coach Joe Hadar and head girls soccer coach Rod Mooney. Our first guest is Coach Hadar, who leads the Humboldt Wildcats into the 2022-23 season as defending North Central Conference champions.
Coach, you had an incredible season last year, qualifying for the state tournament for the first time in program history. In your words, how special was last year's group?
First one to qualify for state, but, you know, they were a good group of guys, too, and I think that's important. That's, you know, the important thing is that they're learning soccer and able to take on instructions, and they were able to do all that. So, yeah, it was certainly a milestone in the program's history.
As far as letter winners, returners, who are some of the leaders on this team coming back this year?
Our seniors would be Trevor Beach, Henrik Gustafsson, Finn Mason, Will Arness, and Brooke Zemini. And then both of our managers, Regina Reyes and Bailey Beers. So, you know, you look to the seniors to set the tone. And, you know, I think if we looked at an attendance sheet, all of those guys have been at most of the practices. They're doing the things that we need them to do. They're concerned about what we're doing and how we're doing it. And, you know, I think they're buying into the philosophy. So, you know, it's been a good preseason, and hopefully it'll lead into a good season.
Now, who are some of the newcomers to this team and some of those returners who will make more of an impact this year with some guys who had graduated this previous season?
We have 16 freshmen who are still on the team. We started, I think we had 20 at the preseason meeting, so to still have 16 out, that's really good. And I think, you know, this is one of those groups that's played a lot of club soccer. So I'm really curious how many of those guys are going to have an impact. And I would say probably we've got one or two freshman starters right now. And I'm expecting by the end of the season that could jump to three or four, depending on injuries and how everything plays out. And then the sophomores and juniors, we got a solid group there, too, of a lot of guys coming back with a lot of playing experience, and then some new guys who haven't played soccer at all, which we always get. Got a nice combination of freshmen who are going to be pushing the upperclassmen for playing time, and then, you know, guys with experience who, you know, we'll see where they fit in. You know, the biggest thing, I think, is we've got enough talent, we've got enough people who are good in front of goal that I think right now the biggest thing we're trying to find is four guys who want to play but are going to play defense. Four or five guys to be that solid defensive back line that you've got to have. And I've got to disappoint some guys, you know. Unfortunately, I've got to disappoint some guys who any other year would probably be scoring goals on our team and be up front, which, let's face it, that's fun. It's fun to wheel away from the goal with your hands in the air having just scored a goal, but, you know, it actually can be a lot more satisfying to be that defender who keeps a clean sheet and, you know, keeps us in the game. And, you know, that's what we're working on, is really finding that back line, that back four or five guys in front of our goalkeeper.
Now, Coach, what are some of the expectations coming into this year now that you have made it to the state tournament, now moving forward for this program, having achieved that in the previous season?
Just what they've always been, you know, do our best, play the best that we can. You know, we look at how many one-run games we had last year, and, you know, we beat Webster City three times by a total of three goals. So, you know, I don't know if you can count on repeating that every year. So I don't want to get too caught up in the numbers game. I'm sure that there are enough people already caught up in that, you know, you don't need the head coach being too overly concerned with that. But, you know, what we want to see is an improvement in our game. And fortunately, I feel like we've got a big step to take, and we're going to be working on that this year. And, you know, if we get that down, then we'll have made some big progress in the way that we play, tactics-wise, and the way that we approach the game.
What are your thoughts going into that first match of the season coming up on Monday?
First match is always, you kind of see where you're at. I do want to mention, we now have a coaching staff of three instead of two, which is really fortunate for Humboldt soccer. We've got a new young guy who just moved to town, Gustavo Mirtha, and he played in the national championship game last year with Colorado State Pueblo, and is originally from Brazil. So we've got somebody who knows a lot more about soccer than I do, and it's exciting to be coaching with him. He's going to be a volunteer assistant this year, and I'm learning a lot from him. And, you know, I think he'll see on Monday where we're at. And I always say the biggest single game improvement is from your first game to your second game, I think, almost in any sport. you know, it'll be interesting for us then to come back on Thursday. You know, like I said, Webster City, and we are probably dead even with Webster City right now as far as where our programs are at. You know, it'll be a challenge for us to go out. Fortunately, it's a home game for us. But, you know, we'll see what we've got on Monday, and then, you know, we'll take it from there. But, you know, he's come in, and Coach Beach has just been fantastic. You know, he's solid oak. I mean, I can count on him, you know, any day, anything we need, he's there and he's doing it. And Coach Murtha seems to fit right in with that same approach. So, you know, we've got a good coaching staff, and then, you know, they're really helping out the guys. So it's nice to have another set of eyes. It's nice to have somebody who can come in. And I've seen him at practice pulling players aside, giving them, you know, specific instructions. So, you know, I think that's going forward a real plus for our program.
How do you think, you know, having a guy like that who has competed that level coming into this program that has now been to the state tournament last season, how do you think that's going to help propel this program even more forward, having that experience on the coaching staff side?
I'm very excited about it. I mean, you look at it, what would you think if one of the teams in the conference had something like that? Fortunately, had a Brazilian soccer player who just played in a NCAA national championship game just come in and join their coaching staff. And you'd be concerned, wouldn't you? So I'm glad he's just played at a higher level than I've ever experienced. And just seeing him in practice and the way that he knows the game. And the good thing is that he's backing up a lot of what, you know, we thought our next step for the program was going to be. He's saying, absolutely, you know, you've got to get to that next level of playing. And he's going to have the experience of having worked on this as a player the last 4 years and before that. So, you know, he knows the game, and it's going to be exciting to work with him. And I'm going to learn a lot. Coach Beach is going to learn a lot, and the kids are going to learn a lot.
Appreciate you joining us here on 97.7 The Bolt. Want to wish you best of luck for the upcoming season.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
That was Humboldt head boys soccer coach Joe Hadar. Our next guest is Humboldt head girls soccer coach Rod Mooney, who is in his eighth season leading the Wildcats girls soccer program.
I first want to get your thoughts just on last year's team being able to make that jump from 5-13 to now 10-8 with that improvement.
I think the biggest reason for our jump was, you know, just the addition of the different kids. We were pretty young last year even. There are a lot of sophomores and a lot of freshmen playing. And so, you know, we're kind of excited where the program's going. We've got good numbers right now, and 36 kids, I guess, total right now. And so generally is a lot to do with how much experience we have on the field at any given time. 5-13 came a year after COVID, and, you know, we took a break, and the year before that, we had a whole lot of kids that were ready to go for their senior years, and unfortunately, they didn't get to play. So then kind of felt like we were starting the program over again in a lot of ways with the 5-13 season. But last year, I thought we had a lot of kids coming in ready to participate, ready to do what we're trying to do. And, you know, most of those kids are still here right now.
Who are some of the letter winners in your eyes and returners who are going to be the leaders on this team going into the season and going to have a big impact for this team this year?
Well, I think from game to game, it can be about anybody. Now, certainly Reagan Lee and Elsie Hubble are returning all conference players in the midfield. You know, we're going to be relying on our midfield in general to sort of lead the way for us. You know, I think most soccer teams have a pretty solid midfield, and I think if we're going to be as good as we can be, you know, we're going to look for our midfield of Reagan and Elsie and Tyler Smith and Addie Thompson to, you know, kind of really push the tempo of play and hopefully dominate play, you know. And then we've got other kids in the midfield that can certainly come in and help us out. Brogan Lennonmeyer and Brianna Lang. And then Allison Lynch is a senior who can come in and help us in the midfield as well. You know, I think all of our midfielders have done a good job of trying to create pace of play and play strong and connect passes through the midfield. Those are kids that we're going to rely on all year long to kind of dominate the pace of the game. And I think we have pretty good depth right there. So I think that, you know, that's going to give us a chance to really use a lot of players and keep our stamina up through the course of the game.
Who are some of the newcomers that you've seen early on here through practice that have opened your eyes they can make an impact on this team this year?
I think, you know, we've got some ninth graders that are coming along, you know, that are going to, I think, be able to help us during the course of the season, specifically on the defensive side of the field. Ava Fisher looking pretty strong at goalie this year. as is Kira Ludolph. Both of them are new to the position, so, you know, their eyes are pretty wide open in practice, and they're learning as they go a lot. But I think they're capable of picking up some of the slack there for us. And then defensively, Gracie Lyon is a ninth grader, and Aranza Gonzalez is a ninth grader who will play alongside Kaylee Saturn and Ella Olson and Claire Weidert, who come back with a lot of experience. And so that's when I talk about being able to rely on each other to learn the game. You know, we've got a lot of freshmen back there learning with some kids who have had some really good experience. Kind of a fun process to try to put that all together. Conversely, on the forward side, we've got a lot of experience that we got bit by the injury bug a lot with last year. Lily Allison and Ava McIntyre and Haley Saturn and Ashley Carvajal, along with Angela Guzman, will, you know, kind of fill in that spot. And I think they're ready to make the jump this year and do some really good stuff for us. They've been practicing really well, and so we're excited to get them out on the field and, you know, hopefully get a good season's worth of work in for all of them. They all kind of come in with different skill sets, and so game to game, it might be a different kid who steps up and is able to do some of the stuff, but at the same time, it kind of can be a situational.
Going into the Webster City matchup, what kind of challenges does Webster City pose to you guys? I know they've already gotten a couple of matches under their belt coming into the matchup.
Like you just said, first and foremost, playing a team that's already played two games when you're getting ready to play your first game is always tough as a coach to feel comfortable with. I think, you know, you typically get a lot better between your first and second game, and that is a big concern for us, just making sure that we're as ready to play as we can be, you know. And then just the physicality of that game. Those games are always, always really physical. And so just making sure that we're ready and prepared to go out and perform at a high level, and, you know, the physicality that's going to happen on the field, I think, are my biggest concerns for going into game one against Webster City.
Appreciate it, Coach, for you joining us here on 97.7 The Bulletin.
All right. Well, thank you.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls soccer coach Ron Mooney. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.